Oh, that's my philo every Tuesday. You know, we made it through Monday, so I just thank God, right? I thank God that we made it through. We made it through. So, how is everybody doing? I hope everyone is well. I hope everything is that today was a day of some level of peace, some level of joy, some level of happiness. And I just thank you for your time, for logging in and sharing the podcast and listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. And so tonight's message is going to be Love is the Answer. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on in this country, so much hatred going on. And you know, you hear so many things on the news about, you hear so many things on the news, you know, people talking about all the laws and what needs to be done for, you know, the gun reforms and how, you know, this is the problem for, this is the answer for this and this is the answer for that. But nobody talks about love and nobody talks about the real underlying issue, which is hatred, you know. And the answer for hatred is love. And, you know, I was watching some things I was watching some like reality TV shows in other countries and how the people treat each other in those particular country, in those particular countries, and how respectful they are to one another. You know, they were they're in a competition to figure out, you know, who's the best. And here is the respect amongst the folks who are competing against each other. And yet they still were very supportive of one another. They still had amount of respect for one another. And the kindness that they have for each other, and here they were in a competition. And so it just showed me, you know, what we lack in this country. You know, we don't even have to be, everything over here is a competition. Everybody got to be in a competition, and I can't stand it because everything is not a competition. Some people are just simply gifted. And some people are simply able to do things with ease because that is their gift, that is their calling, and they're not in competition. They're not here to be compared to. They're not here to be ranked by. They're just here to fulfill their purpose that God has given them and to bless us with it. And I just wanted to really talk about that tonight because, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sick of all the hatred. And so before, you know, I continue, you know, I'm just going to invite the Holy Spirit in and, you know, give folks a chance to get a little comfortable. And so, Father God, I enter in Christ Jesus' name and I ask for your leadership. And I thank you, Lord, that you are accessible. And I welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. I ask that you wash us and cleanse us and purify us so that we can hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying and how we can participate in love and being the answer and not the problem. And we give you all the glory and we give you all the honor in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And so, like I was saying, guys, you know, you tell me, you know, definitely, you know, write in the chat, whatever, you know, however you want to respond. You know, it's like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the hatred. I'm sick of all the competition. I'm sick of all the two-facedness. I'm sick of all the low-key hating, jealousy, and envy. You can't even have a blessing without somebody want to kill you. You can't even succeed without someone getting mad. But nobody, I feel like you live in a country now that if you suffer, they talk about you. If you overcome, they talk about you. If you are trying, they talk about you. When is it okay to love? When is it okay to just to give someone a compliment genuinely? When is it okay for people to receive their rewards because they went through hell to obtain them? They don't need your permission, and they don't need your congratulations either. So if we don't need your permission and we don't need your congratulations, why do we have to have your hatred? Why does hatred have to be amongst us so strongly? Everybody on this earth wants to do well, right? I don't know anybody who does not want to do well. I don't know anybody who does not want to win in life. I just don't know anybody. Do you? Yourself. There are things that you want to achieve. There are things that you want to accomplish. There are things that you want to do, and it's going to cost you. You're going to have to go through great battles for it. And when you win, you are going to be so pleased with yourself that you made it through. And you mean to tell me you don't have a right to celebrate? You mean to tell me you don't have a right to receive those rewards because you went through the hell for them? You suffered greatly because of them. And so now you receive them. Now you have to you have to now look at your circle. Now you have to examine your emotions and how do you express the joy around them because you see the hatred in them. I'm so sick of it. And so, you know, we can go and talk about mental health, and we can have all the psychiatrists in this country giving an opinion. But when it comes down to it, let's keep it real. It's not people's mental health. It is people's hearts. The jealousy and the hatred in this country is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And we're supposed to be the United States. Where? Where is the unity? Where are we united? And so I definitely shift this conversation to Christians. Definitely Christians. This is definitely Christians. We serve a God who is of love. And an agape love. A love so high, so deep, that we don't understand unless he gives us the revelation of it, because it is beyond human capacity. He is the God of love, period. He is not the God of titles. He is not the God of comparisons. He is not the God, and he will never be the God of hatred. He is never the God of division. He is never the God of false worship. He is never the God of racism. How can we have a God of love and his people so full of hate? What is going on, people? What is really going on? And so this is an opportunity to ask ourselves, what part am I playing? Am I the answer to the problem, which is love and being a part of that love walk? I mean, part of the problem So the part of the problem would be hatred. Am I part of the hatred that's going on in this country? That is in the churches? Or am I a part of the love walk? Am I a soldier of love? And I'm here to encourage you, because you can always change. If you are a part of the problem, switch over, repent, ask God to forgive you, and so that you can become a part of the love, that you will be a soldier of love. That you will be a soldier of genuineness, that you will be a soldier of kindness and compassion and mercy. Because all those things you too will need from God. Because none of us are perfect. None of us are able to constantly walk in love. I know personally, without the Lord touching me, without the Lord literally filling me up, I don't have it for y'all. I'm gonna be honest, you know? I'm definitely not a part of the problem because I'm not a hateful person. But I can also not be, but I also can be a dead weight because I'm not a part of the answer either. Because I get very quiet and get into my own world, and I don't care what's going on around me. I will shut down and not do anything for anybody whatsoever. And so, like I said, I'm definitely not a part of the hatred because that's just not in me. I'm not a jealous, envious person at all. But I am definitely, but I can also be very stale. I can be lukewarm and I can be very cold. And so I too ask God to forgive me for the role of not showing love when I should. Now, you know, we're not saying go out here and be Barney because you know people will play you. But in the wisdom of God, the strength of God, with his leading and filling, that he may use you, release you into this atmosphere to love people effectively, to hit things that you didn't even know that the person was battling on the inside. For we all are human beings at the end of the day. And we all go through different things at different times for many different reasons. And sometimes we do go through things because we have reaped what we've sown. And sometimes we go through things that are beyond us, that we have done all that we could righteously, but we are called to pick up our cross and carry it. And that is very painful. When you're suffering for righteousness, that's a different type of suffering. And folks that are suffering for righteousness need your encouragement. Oh God. Need your love. And they need you to cheer them on because they're carrying a cross for a reason. And our encouragement can lift them. And they'll be carrying that cross and forgetting that they're carrying it because we are cheering them on. We are rooting them up. They're feeling our love and they forgot the weight of the cross. And we're doing that so that they can meet their destination. So that they can win the prize that Christ has for them. And if we help them, we have also been a part of their victory. We have shared in their testimony. And God is pleased with all of us. And it's also a wonderful thing because you know what? It's nothing like coming alongside a winner and watching them win. And knowing that you had something to do with that. That's a beautiful thing. And so I really want us all to think about this, you know, including myself. What's the answer? Love. What are we going to choose? What side are we on? Because hatred is destructive. As we see it, it's destroying this nation. I was watching this, I watched the news all, you know, quite a bit. And so one of the gentlemen that was on the news, he's like an ambassador, you know, I forgot what his title was, but he's like some ambassador that goes to other countries for the United States. And, you know, the other countries pretty much would like to know what United States is doing, what's, you know, what's their secret ingredient, why they're so powerful and successful and things like that. And this was a couple years ago. So the gentleman was talking about it and he was saying, you know, usually he's invited to many countries to be able to, you know, talk about the successes of this country. And he said lately, when he has traveled places, he is embarrassed. He doesn't want to come and represent the United States. Because now the world leaders are saying, what is going on in the U.S.? Why are your people hurting their own people? Why is the U.S. so violent? Why is the U.S. so full of hatred? Because when you go to other countries, Japan is one of those countries that says the country is Japan, but the people are Japanese. They don't say this one is African American, this one is Chinese American, this one is a Latin American. They say Japanese. They don't break down any type of criteria. Only United States. We should just be citizens of United States. It should not be African American, Chinese American, Latin American. You know, it should just be American. What difference does it make? We're all human beings, and especially Christians. When it comes to Christians, I feel like we gotta do better. We should be doing better because we have the power of Almighty God. We have access to the most powerful being of everyone, of everything, at any time. We should not have issues of hatred in the church. We should not have issues of division in the church. That is something we should be like, no, that goes in the world, but that don't happen over here. There should be a distinction between the two. But it's not. It is appalling. And it is disturbing to see the division, the hatred, the jealousy, the envy that is in the church everywhere. This pastor is so anointed. This worship leader is so anointed. That one is this and this one is that. But they're all operating through the same God. They may have different styles. They may have different swags. But it all comes back to God. He is the creator of gifts. He is the creator of callings. And it is his church. It is his kingdom. We are his vessels. It should never be about us. We are instruments for him to use to convey a message to the people he has chosen. We should have humility and thanking God that he has chosen us to partake in a great message. And that message of salvation is a message of love. There should never be people coming in and not feeling welcome in the house of God. They may feel that uncomfortableness in the world because that's where it should be. But it should not be in the church. It should never be in the church. I had went to a church for Easter, and like I said, I would never say the church's name or anything like that, because I find like that's very disrespectful, and I'm not gonna throw anybody underneath the bus, especially because they can't be here to defend themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's not my thing. If I got something to say to you directly, I'll say it to your face respectfully. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna talk about people on this station and they're not here to defend themselves. I'll share their experience to provide the example, but I'll never say names specifically or congregation specifically out of respect. And so that being said, I had went to a church service on Easter, and I honestly wasn't feeling good emotionally. I don't know if a lot of you guys know that my son had passed away last year, and he was my only child, and he was my best friend. And he was honestly my source of love on the earth. Honestly, he was the only one I've ever felt loved me. So to lose him was to lose a very significant piece of myself. And so, and I just, you know, I was not feeling very good in the inside. But I made myself get up and go to the church because I had to show the respect to the Lord. Because in everything that I have endured, God has been here. So the least thing I can do is get up and show respect for what he has done for us, what he has done for me. And so I went to the church and, you know, the folks were worshiping. And one of the leaders on the worship team, or one of the soloists on the worship team, her body language was awful. She did not want to be bothered. You could tell she has such a nasty attitude that even the blind man can see that. Her body language was so unacceptable when it comes to worshiping Almighty God. She was, you know, you are soulless, right? You're on a platform. People are watching you. You are setting the tone on how people perceive God. And her body language was so disrespectful. So disrespectful. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I'm like, this is what happens in the church? And the leaders allow it? No way she would have been worshiping on that platform of my God with that type of attitude. She would have been on that. She would have been removed that very instant. Because this is Almighty God we're talking about. And the disrespect for him? Are you crazy? He's not your friend. He's not the pastor. He's not your husband. Are you nuts? I was so livid. Like, are you crazy? And this is what the leaders allow. And yet you have leaders who will not allow a brother and sister that is of the kingdom come to their church and preach, who is anointed and full of the Holy Spirit to bless them in their body because they're black. And your congregation is white? And this is the Church of Christ Jesus? Are you serious? You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Where they do that at? Where did you see in the Bible God had any type of favorites of any race? I haven't read that yet. Let me know if you do, because please share the scripture verse. I've never read a white man was better than a black man at all. I've never read that a black man was better than a Spanish man at all. We are created in his image, Christ Jesus. Our aim is to have the image of God. It is not about color. This is why we have so many issues in the country. And in the church, we don't honestly know how to love, how to be truthful, and how to be real. If you don't know how to be honest, you can't get better. I learned this in my biblical counseling class. The gentleman who is leading the lecture said that you cannot counsel someone who isn't honest. You cannot change if you're not honest. So if we can't have an honest conversation about the things that we do and how we should change, then there's no need to have a conversation. Because it is what it is, and you made your choice, and this is what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it is what it is. Now, if you are a person that's like, nah, I want to be a part of the answer. I want to be a part of the love. Then ask God to show you where the love that you have inside, where could it be greatly used? And allow him to use you. Allow him to come in and pour you out like water to thirsty souls. Because it's not always about mental illness. It's not always about bad backgrounds. It is about a lack of love, a lack of kindness, a lack of compassion, a lack of understanding, and honestly, a lack of listening. Sometimes people just need you to listen. And that does wonders. How effective, you right? You're thinking, oh man, all I did was just listen to them. But what you did was allow that person to be able to release whatever that was that needed to be removed because of your generosity of listening. Please do not underestimate your abilities. Because as you see, if we don't get a hold of some love, this country is going to be destroyed. Every time I turn on the news, you know, which is every day, you know, pretty much, it's always something going on that is full of hatefulness. And we're the people who have access to God, and we have access to honesty, that we're going to keep ourselves, you know, accountable to ourselves and to the Lord. And we can go to God and say, you know what, Lord, sometimes I'm part of the problem. And Lord, how can I be a part of that answer? You know what I'm saying? And so I really, you know, had to put this out here because, like I said to you in the beginning of the message, you know, the broadcast is, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of all the hatred. I'm so sick of all the competitiveness. And especially in the body of Christ, it is ridiculous and it's stupid. Because I don't know if you know, but the Holy Spirit, he's that dude. That calling that he's placed on your life, he's the one. God chose you, but the power you're operating through is him. Okay? The Bible says, the Lord says, he says, when it's time for us to enter into the gates of heaven, he said, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Servant is who we are. Servantship is what we do. So we, you know, humble ourselves. Stop competing with one another because you're competing against the Holy Spirit, who is God. And it's ridiculous. And if someone has a big calling, praise be to God. Because if you don't know this, the bigger the calling, bigger the devils, and that person is going through a lot for that anointing. You have no idea what that person is going through. You have no idea of the suffering that they are enduring. And you want to be jealous? Please be wise. Use godly wisdom because you have no idea what they are carrying when they pick up that cross for the kingdom. You have no idea the tears that they're shedding. You have no idea of the crushing that they're going through, the loss they have endured, the fear that is entangling them. You have no idea what the sicknesses they're carrying for the kingdom, not for themselves. So the jealousy crap, cut it out. Seriously. It is sickening. And if you are the Christian that's so full of the gossip and spreading things, it is time for God to begin to remove you. Because the Bible says he doesn't need lukewarm believers. He spit them out of his mouth. So right now, the grace is you have a choice, right? You have the power to choose. Am I going to be a part of the kingdom of love with God? or am I going to choose the kingdom of hatred, which is really belongs to Satan? So newsflash, if you are part of the kingdom of hatred on the low, but you sit in the kingdom of heaven, which is God, you know, you sit in God's household, which is God's church, what do you think God is going to do to you? He's not going to allow you to dwell there much longer. He's giving you this grace to decide which kingdom will you serve. And so that's the message tonight. The message again is love is the answer. I thank you for your time. I ask that you continue to share the podcast. I really appreciate all your support. If you have prayer requests, please send your prayer requests to prayer@shakirarobministries.org. And if you haven't received salvation, would like to receive salvation, please send your email salvation@shakirarobministries.org. And I'll be very happy to link up with you and lead you into that prayer. I got some stuff going on. I got some street ministry things coming up. Please check the website because to see if we're going to be in your state. And it's ShakiraRobMinistries.org. All our events and everything is on the website. And, send any type of request that you have, anything, any questions you may have. I'll be more than happy to respond. Have a very blessed night and God bless.